GYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Welcome to the House of Praise, Full Gospel Missionary Baptist Church, with Bishop Dr. Wayne Thomas and Minister Charissia Thomas.
I want you to stand up this time and play it.
Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, we come to you just to say thank you. Thank you for another day's journey. Thank you for keeping us in thy keeping care. Thank you for touching us with a finger of love on this morning and opening up our eyes. Oh, how we pause, Master, just to say thank you. Oh, you've been mighty good to us. Better to us than we could ever be to our own selves. And for that, we say thank you. Now, God, all of us confess we have sinned. We have not always been good boys and girls. So we pause right now. We repent of all thy sins in the name of Jesus. We pray you forgive us now, Master. Help us, oh God, to get where you would have us to be. And now, God, thank you for this pastor, for standing on the wall for 22 years. Oh God, keep him in the hollow of thy hand. Continue to use him in thy service. And then when it's all said and done, we promise, Master, to give you all the glory, honor, and the praise. Yes. Now, God, it is preaching time. Yes. We pray you hide thine weak and feeble servant behind thine cross. Yes. Bread unto me teaching, preaching power. Yes. And when it's all said and done, oh God, that somebody would come and say, what must I do to be saved? Yes. Oh, how we say thank you. Yes. And Father, we promise to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise that due to your name. It is in Jesus' name we pray. And all of God's children said, amen. Amen. If you love the Lord, give God a hand clap of praise. Again, we certainly give honor to our God. To Jesus, who is the Christ.
Yes.
Certainly to his precious, holy, and divine spirit. Yes. Certainly thank God for the honoree on today, Pastor Tibbs.
Yes.
God bless you and the Tibbs family.
Amen.
Amen. Certainly thank God for St. John Missionary Baptist Church.
Yes.
The deacons, the deaconess, the mothers, the ushers, yes, the choir. Come on, give God a hand clap of praise for the St. John choir. Amen. Amen. Certainly thank God for Minister Joseph Williams.
Amen.
Amen. Who's Pastor Tibbs' associate minister. Amen. Certainly thank God, amen, for my friend, for Pastor Ford. Amen. Thank you for that wonderful introduction. Now, you done put a lot of weight on me now. I'm going to have to preach after reading all that. Amen. Last but not least, I thank God for, amen, my wife, Lady Thomas, in the choir behind me. Wave your hand that everybody can see me, baby. And our children in the choir, amen, along with our members. Certainly thank God for Minister Jackie, amen, who's associate minister. Thank God, amen, for Sister Judy Thomas, amen, and for Brother James Thomas.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. We thank God for the house of praise. And right where we are, I told my wife I'm not going to be in a hurry. I'm not going to let y'all rush me. Let me get a couple of preliminaries out the way, and then we'll get in the word. Is that all right over here? On my mama's side of the family, the appropriate way to say my mother, I'm in the country, I'm going to let my palate rest. My mama. Amen. Side of the family. Amen. Benny Hayes. Amen. Yeah. Berry, she is my grandmother's, Roxy Berry's niece.
Amen.
That is my cousin. We thank God for her and for Deacon Sterling.
Amen.
Amen. Do I have anybody else here on the Berry side? Amen. 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 Thank God for the Thomas side of the family that's here. Amen. I believe Sister Gilda is here.
Amen.
That's Steve Thomas, my dad, from Evergreen, which my grandfather and my grandmother, Milton and Leanna Thomas, right around the corner. Okay. Amen. But well, that's Steve Thomas, my dad, who lives in Houston. That's his niece, Gilda. Amen. Certainly thank God for, I see you, thank God for Sister Lucia Brown, Sister Charlene Brown. We all grew up down Booty Bayou together. Amen. 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 Certainly thank God for all of them. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. We're not going to hold you long. Amen. We can preach a couple of hours, but we're going to preach about 20 minutes and we're going to get out your way. Amen. Amen. If you come and go with us quickly to, I see your theme. Pastor Tills told me to just preach what God gave me. Your theme is Philippians 1 and 6. Good theme, but the Lord took us another way. The book of Acts, the early church, that 15th chapter, and that 36 through the 41st verse. Amen. Acts, the 15th chapter. Amen. That 36 through the 41st verse. Are we there yet?
Yes.
Amen. The Bible says, and some days after Paul said unto Barnabas, let us go again and visit our brethren in every city where we have preached the word of the Lord and see how they do. And Barnabas determined to take with them John, whose surname was Mark. But Paul thought not good to take him with them, who departed from them from Pompeia and went not with them to the work. And the contention was so sharp between them that they departed asunder one from another. And so Barnabas took Mark and sailed unto Cyprus. And Paul chose Silas and departed, being recommended by the brethren unto the grace of God.
Yes.
Last verse. And he went through Syria and Cilicia, confirming the churches.
Yes.
May the Lord add a blessing the readers, hearers, and doers of God's most holy and divine word. You may be seated in the Lord's church. Amen. Amen. Now, I I like to set the tone because I'm in a new place. And so I just want to set the tone to put us on even ground. Amen. Amen. Romans 3 and 23. You know what it says. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Is that right?
Yes.
That's what the Bible says, right?
Yes.
Okay, now watch this. Watch this. Just wanted to set the tone. 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter, and I'm going to close with this. The 11th verse. Only Luke is with me. Take Mark and bring him with thee, for he is profitable to me for the ministry. Amen. For a little while, I want to talk about looking at that 15th chapter of Acts and that 39th verse where it says that second clause, it says, and that it said the contention was so sharp between them that they departed asunder one from another. For a little while, I want to talk about the work of the Lord must continue.
Right.
Give God a hand clap of praise. The work of the Lord must continue. Now, I heard y'all, all what y'all said, and so just give me a minute, amen. Give me a minute, amen. The work of the Lord must continue, amen. Now, first of all, I know we go to events with family and friends, and we want a crowd packed out with folks that love us or claim to love us. Am I right there? I'm gonna take my time. Because people will say, I love you. Because sometimes by you being so blessed, it makes them look good. Are y'all with me? But we don't need folks like that. It's either you love me or you don't. It's either you're with me or you're not. Am I right there?
Yes.
In other words, we need folk to just state their claim so we will know where they are so we can move forward.
Amen.
Amen. And so now, my brothers and my sisters, God's work must continue, whether some folks leave or stay. Mm-hmm. In other words, I'm not going to stop working for the Lord because some people feel that they are better than me and my work for God must stop. Are y'all with me here? In other words, I talked to a good friend of mine, my big brother, Dr. Allen, over there in Port Allen. Amen. And he was healed of cancer 11 years ago. And he told me he went back on the phone. We talked yesterday, and he said he went back this week. And the doctors went in his body and said, get on out of here. You good, Pastor. I don't need to see you until next year. Well, now, watch this. Not many people knew about it. Because I'm the type of preacher, I don't like to hang Pastor Tibbs with every preacher. Amen. Because as I worked at Louisiana State Penitentiary, I ain't gold in the 90s for 13 years. What I discovered was it was not the convicts or the inmates. It was the same one with the blue uniform that I had on that was trying to kill me. And so Dr. Allen, I didn't forget, Dr. Allen told me, he said, Bishop, he said, everywhere you go, tell it. And so Pastor Tibbs, I had cancer.
Talk to that,
right?
Uh-huh.
And the Lord healed my body. Are y'all with me? And you know how some people do. Well, I heard him preach over here, and he's still talking about that. Amen. I'm going to keep talking about it. I don't care where I stand. I'm going to tell the goodness of Jesus. And I don't care what. Are y'all with me? I feel all right now, Pastor T. I feel all right now. You told me I'm at home. Amen. Amen. So now, amen, God has healed me and blessed me. Amen. To buy a steak or two every now and then.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about. Before I couldn't barely eat beans. But the Lord have moved me up a little bit higher. And I'm going to give God the praise and the glory. Are y'all with? And so now, I don't care who leaves or stays. As long as the Lord is with me, I'm going to be all right. And so, Pastor Tibbs, as long as God is with you, Brother Pastor, you keep on standing and preaching and leading God's people.
Yes.
Because you know everybody that's with you is not following. But God, if God is on your side, you're in good company. Do I have a witness here? Y'all remember him, the late great Reverend Willie Gaines. What a preacher, what a preacher. And he was my baby's over here godfather. I used to come pick him up and wife used to cook for him. I loved him. And he told me, he said, boy, one day you're going to be a powerful preacher. He said, just keep preaching. He said, when you stand, take your time. Go slow, be sure, and then explode. So I'm going to take his advice today. Amen. As it is in the discourse of this text, Saul just received his calling from the Lord and his conversion. You don't believe me? I'm a Bible preacher. In Acts chapter 9, it looks like he wanted to start calling shots. But God does not work like man. You know, they say, I've been preaching 25, 30, or 40 years. And that's good. Thank God for your experience in the Lord. But God does not work like that. It goes by the measure of the spirit that the Lord places on our lives. Are y'all with me here? That's why you hear little kids sound like me right now, like I'm preaching, and they're 10 years old. Because it's the measure of the spirit that the Lord decides to place on an individual. It has nothing to do with me or you, but all about God. Thank you, Lady Thomas. Now watch this. Before I go on to my next point, watch this, because I'm a Bible preacher. I didn't forget. Acts chapter 9. Watch it now. I just told you Paul got his conversion and his calling. How he got his conversion, preacher? Well, I'm glad you asked. When Paul transitioned from a zealous Pharisee into a follower of Christ. Because you knew though Saul was trying to kill, and he was killing and persecuting Christians. Before God called him, he met him on the road by way of Damascus. Am I in the book? And so now, thank you, Holy Ghost. And so, watch this. The calling came in Acts 9 and 15 when Jesus gave Paul a task. What was that task? Well, he was Saul. He went to the Jews, Jesus' own people. And the Jews did not want to receive Paul because they did not want to receive Jesus. Right. It was only a remnant of God's people, the Jews now, that received Jesus. And so now, the servant is not greater than the master.
All right.
If the servant, if the master were persecuted, so shall the servant be persecuted. Am I in the book? And so, Acts 9 and 15 is when Jesus told him to bear his name and go to the Gentiles. Am I right there, Pastor Ford? Watch it if you will. Dr. Terry Anderson, y'all know him, of Lily Grove in Houston, Texas. We got to be careful with this. He said in one of his messages that we can keep laughing at these folks that just came out of the streets. Y'all stay with me now. But God can clean them up, prop them up, and use them in a mighty way. Do I have a witness? And have them run circles around us that's been doing it in the church for 40 years. You can't tell me what God can do. God could take a nobody and turn them into somebody. Do I have a witness? Let me calm down. I got to get through this. I ain't ready yet. I ain't ready yet. No, Lord. Watch it if you will. And so, God, yes, that's what I say. He does what he wants to do. I want y'all to hear this. How he wants to do it. And in whom he wants to do it through. With. Here it is, with or without our amen. That's God's business. Well, who that preacher is up there preaching, I know him, you know, he used to run a few women every now and then. You know, he used to do it. Who that preacher is? Well, baby, that's who I used to be. Over 20 years, I've been standing on the wall. Carrying God's word. Now watch this. That's why I read to us in our hearing Romans 3 and 23. You included in that too. You just might have been saved a little bit longer than me. But you fell short of God's glory too. Are we on even ground right now? Amen. I see right along in that section right back there. I got to talk a little bit longer till y'all get it. Amen. Watch it if you will. In other words, none of us are perfect. I'm going to say like my big cousin at Jerusalem and Bethlehem, Simple Chris. Amen, lights. Amen, God.
Amen, Flo.
None of us are perfect. So we might as well come on with it. Because it ain't going to get no better. You might as well come on now. I'm here now, so you might as well just come on with it. And come on, get with me. Now, Luke, watch this. Luke is the writer of this book called Acts.
Yes.
And Luke also penned us the gospel according to Luke. Luke was a doctor.
Yes.
And he was a doctor of great wealth, brahes, great influence, just like you and I, though he never met Jesus in the physical. Am I right there? In other words, his writing comes from second hand. From the apostles and the people that actually were with Jesus. Am I in the book now? And so now he became a disciple of Christ. A disciple is a follower, a learner, a student of Jesus. And that shows us something about us. We never met him, Jesus.
All right.
But we've seen him work in our lives.
Yeah.
Am I right there?
Yeah.
We've seen him work in others' lives.
Yeah.
Am I right there?
Yeah.
Because if we're going to be a real disciple of Christ, we cannot be wishy-washy.
All right.
We cannot be fair-weather Christians. I just told you I had cancer. Some days weak and tired and kept on preaching. Nobody never knew about it. Going to my treatments, nobody never knew about it. Kept on going. When you pick this thing up called the gospel, watch it now. This is not. This is not just for preachers. This for you, lay Christians that's in the pew. Because we're not the only one that have a charge to keep and a God to glorify. You do too. Amen.
Amen.
You got to go even when you don't feel like going. Am I right there?
Yes, sir. Yes, Lord.
I'm going to argue the text a little bit and then we're going to move on. Watch this. So now, in Acts 15 and 36, we find where it was a transition from the Jerusalem Council to the doctrine of unity, to the launch of Paul's second missionary journey.
Yes.
Now, Paul proposes a follow-up visit to the churches they planted earlier. And here we go. Look at the text.
Yes.
Look at the text. The Bible says, and some days after, Paul said unto Barnabas, now for you English scholars, when you see in a sentence and, that's a connecting word, that's a conjunction. Am I right there? Come on, English scholars. And so now, and he's saying someday, that means something happened before. Am I right there? Before, Paul, it says in 35, also, and Barnabas continued where in Antioch, teaching and preaching the word of the Lord with many others also. They were not only two preachers.
Come on, Michelle.
Y'all gonna get it in a minute. Y'all gonna get it in a minute. And so, watch it if you will. And some days after, somebody gonna say, well, days could be 2 days, could be 3 days, could be 4 days. Well, I dug and dug, I looked, some of my seminars.